Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, man.
What's how y'all up? Doing?
We back.
Been about a couple months, maybe five. But we back, Creative Logic Podcast, man.
And we definitely missed all of you all, too.
Yes, sir.
We're sorry for the hiatus we was on, but we back.
We had to grind it out real quick.
Had to make some boss moves.
But it's Fargo, you know what it is.
Of course, y'all know it's Jew.
It's your boy Trav.
It's Dev.
We are the Creative Logic Podcast. This is episode 3. Coming to you live from Tulum, Mexico.
Hey.
With a couple shots in and some Don Julio Reposado.
Don and the Dose.
Don and Dose.
Don and the Dose.
Couple of Dos Equis.
If you know, you know. You know.
Word to Dos Equis. You know,
Dos Equis.
Man, see, we about to get into it, y'all. You know, we ain't even gonna keep y'all waiting this time, man. We just gonna get right into it.
Cause there's so much to talk about.
It's a lot.
So much, man.
We got a lot, man.
We gotta talk about the trip so far. That's the last night of the trip, guys.
Yeah, it's the last night. We've been here, what, four
six
or five days?
Five days.
Yeah, 5 days. We've been here 5 days.
I don't even know. We've been here so long,
man. We'd have been all over the city. We'd have met so many people. We'd have did so much stuff.
It's definitely been a vibe, and I'm glad we went. People were trying to scare us out of it.
Yeah.
Which is good, you know. People,
sometimes you gotta go experience things for yourself.
Real,
can't go off with everybody.
And I've been here, and I come back again in a heartbeat.
Right, like, yeah. I don't know if y'all like Google what's going on with Mexico, and that might scare a lot of people off. Like, but y'all gotta experience stuff for yourself. Like, all the people here have been nice. Mm-hmm. Tulum is definitely a vibe. It's definitely on the come up. Even like, if y'all Googling, y'all might find that some of the beaches having problems with the seaweed. Like, yeah, there's problems with it, but they doing what they can to fix it, and we still definitely got in the beaches.
Yeah.
The shops, the culture.
It's just been a vibe.
It's definitely on the come up, like Julian said. It's definitely on the come up.
Really? It is a time to come, because one, like, in 5 to 10 years, it's going to be looking like a tourist attraction. Nice.
I will tell y'all, bring y'all ducats when you come, because it is expensive.
Hella expensive, yeah, out here.
It is.
We don't want
it. But it's worth it, though. It's worth it, for sure.
And the weather been perfect, too.
Oh, yeah.
What's been your favorite part of the trip so far? You start off dead.
Man. I don't even know where to start. Probably just being able to experience like a whole new just culture. Like, you know, you get so stagnant like in your own life, and you don't get to experience like new things. And coming here, experiencing like all these new people, like the culture, like the food, it was just real refreshing, man. It was just like the recharge that I needed.
Yeah.
Hey, I feel that, bro.
And probably the mopeds too.
Oh yeah, the mopeds.
We rented some mopeds.
The mopeds, man.
Wow. That was so fun.
That was lit, y'all.
So there's a lot of issues with the mopeds.
A lot of issues. Julian fell off one.
How you gonna fall off one? How you gonna fall off?
Right, like 5 minutes before
the movie. The tires bust on another one.
We had
to.
Ferg lost his keys in another one.
Yeah.
Locked his keys inside the moped.
The moped was on the beach. It was ridiculous, man. And that's just half of it.
Yeah, it was just so much going on.
If y'all hear noise in the background, we just moving around a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We still here with y'all, though. We ain't going nowhere.
What about
what?
Ferg?
Yeah, Ferg, what's up?
What's my favorite part of the trip? Man, I don't know, man. I was snorkeling with those some big sea turtles.
I almost forgot about that.
And we was touching them up until they was like, don't touch the sea turtle.
We ain't supposed to touch them, but we ain't know. But a couple of them boys swam right underneath me. Nigga.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, shoot.
The stingrays.
Yeah, they was
stingrays.
Feeding the stingrays, bringing them up. Niggas was scrambling, dog. But I don't know. Like, I really don't. Like, the food been a vibe. Friday night was a vibe.
Yeah. I don't think we had a bad meal since we've been here.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, all the food been good.
Food been A1.
Fish
the temperature and the weather been good.
Yeah, weather's been beautiful.
I got the sauce to get my little bachata off a little bit.
Right, so, we even hit up a couple bars, hit up a little dancing spot.
I'm in a vibe, though, for sure. Met some cool people.
Met cool people everywhere. Mexican and American, we met cool people. Yep.
Smoothies every day.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Actually, first one.
Shout out to like 2 or 3 smoothies.
Shout out to Natural Juice.
Natural Juice.
Yeah. And our girl, Camilla.
This probably been the vacation where we was, like, the most healthiest. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
fresh fruit smoothies everywhere.
Every morning, like, 2 at least.
Yeah, at least 2.
Smoothie bowls. Like, you know, we just been chilling.
Smoothie bowl.
It's definitely like a R&R type of trip. Like, nice chill, relaxed vibe.
Yeah.
Well needed, man.
Yeah, we don't want to hold y'all up. We just wanted to give y'all a little, you know, update of how our trip going, man, how we been doing.
We like to keep y'all
abreast
of what's going on. Show y'all some new adventures y'all might be able to take with y'all friends.
Mm-hmm.
Give y'all some places to Google.
For real. Do y'all research and just go. That's what I say, man.
Don't catch feelings, catch flights.
So, Jules, tell them about getting to some of these topics people want to know about.
Everybody been hitting us up ever since our last episode about our hot takes and how they just love that we get to answer their questions. Man, this seemed like the perfect time since we had some time, all four of us together. We here drinking a little Dime, a little Dos Equis, to just kind of go through all the questions y'all emailed us and text us about. And just, like, talk about them, because we care about, you know, the topics y'all want to talk about. So, we're going to dive right in, and a lot of this episode is going to be about y'all hot takes, because we care about our listeners. So, the first question was, what rules should apply as far as, like, lending money to a friend of yours? Like, what rules should there be in place for borrowing or lending money to a friend?
I think it needs to be some context. Like, how close are y'all? Are y'all just...
I think they mean, like, to one of your people, like, one of your boys.
Or, like, because it's like, if y'all just friends, it's like, But, I mean, if y'all, like, brothers or, you know, or sisters...
I'm not going to ask no person that I borrow some money unless I'm close with you. So, that would...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I don't think they're talking about an acquaintance. And it's not, like, you know, $50 or $100.
What was the question?
What rules apply, like, when lending your friend money?
Yeah. And it's like a close friend, not like somebody you barely know. And it's not like $100. It's like, you know, maybe like $500 or something substantial.
Well, I can say I have a lending nigga $500.
Or maybe like $200
or $300. But the principle, you feel me, like, if I got it, bro, you need it, and you feel me, and it's not going to put me in a hole. Or too much of a hole, then you got, especially if I care for you. You feel me? But just communicate with me on, you feel me? Like, how you gonna get it back to me? Whether you feel me, it's gonna be next week in full, whether you wanna work out some payments. You know, long as you communicate up front, ain't no issue. And just, you feel me, keep your word. You know?
Yeah.
And I feel like communication, like you said, is like the major point to it all. Like, if it's like your friend and you lending money, because I know me, I ain't about to just lend money to just everybody.
Shot time.
Man, it's Don Julio, hit.
Woo!
Hatasi! What? This boy had us speaking in tongues, nigga.
Yeah, Don Julio ain't no joke.
But yeah, so like I was saying, it's just about having that communication, that line of communication open. Like, of course, if you lend somebody some money, usually because you kind of got enough where it's not really like your last or anything. But I think this question is more so suited, like, if you lend somebody some money and they may not pay you back, like, if it's been like some months and they never pay you back and just keep asking for money, like, you know, what to do then. So what you think, T?
I feel like, man, honestly, my take on it is I done been on both sides of it. I done been in a position where I needed to borrow money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, as long as I'm not being taken advantage of, you know, I don't have a problem helping out. Because I know I done needed help before, too, you know. So.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my spin on it, bro.
Now, what about, like,
Dave
was the first one.
Oh. Kirk is returning.
My bad.
Now, what about
we're back with the amnesia.
I just sat down, also.
Ain't nothing changed, y'all.
It's one of the cautions of doing a podcast while y'all drinking a lot.
Even when I was drinking some niggas.
<Yeah. laughs> That's the first podcast we'll be drinking. We were sober, the other ones still can't talk.
Huh? All right, next
hey, topic. Tune in for next episode. You won't be on no more. No, but like, this is my question. So say, for example, when you lend money to your friend, and then let's say it's time go by and they don't pay you back, like, and you try to talk to them and they like, yeah, okay, we cool, I'll make sure I pay you back, and then they still don't pay you back, then what?
I don't know, nigga.
Duck if you buck.
I think Eric is gonna
answer. I need my cheese.
I think especially if, you know, if you're a man, bro, and you know, you borrow some money from somebody and you don't pay it back.
It's man code, right?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, like Trav said, that's against man code. Like, you know, being a man, you know, you're supposed to take care of your business.
And keep your word.
You know, facts. Yeah, like Trav said, keep your word. So,
men or women, you don't discriminate.
Women, excuse me, men or women. But, okay, we'll just put it like this. As a grown person.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
As a grown facts. Adult, you know, you got to handle your responsibilities.
Right.
So if you borrow money, you got to just be upfront with your friend. Like, yo, I'm not going to be able to pay it back like I thought I would. I'm going to
just throw this out there. I don't know, like.
Fumble.
Hey, no, I ain't no fumble. I was laughing. I'm just saying, like, if you, like, say you in a position where somebody needs some money and they keep borrowing money and they ain't paid you back, just saying, nigga, they credit bad with you. Stop lending the niggas money, dog. I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to be like, this nigga owe me $500. Like $600, like how did it even get up there, bro? Like, I'm sorry, you gotta pay what you owe me.
Cause your friend can be your friend.
Out and I'm like, okay, that's cool. Like,
yeah. Cause your friend can be your friend, but that don't mean you still gotta like lend them money. Like if your friend just hitting you up every week for like $50 or something cause they don't wanna like sit there at home instead of like they wanna like go out, like that ain't your job to do that.
Yeah.
All right, so.
But that was a good topic, y'all. We ain't really talked about something like
that.
Oh, this is a good one. This one is it okay for a guy or a girl in a relationship to have close friends of the opposite gender? And it's a two-part question, but that's the first part, so let's cover that one.
No.
I feel like we need a girl on the podcast for this to answer this question, because we are guys, so we all gonna say no.
Yeah.
But actually, no, I really don't care if a girl has like a close friend, like if my girl who I'm dating has like a guy best friend, that don't matter to me at all, honestly. Like,
you saying that now, nigga.
Bro, it has absolutely nothing to do with me. Like,
well, I'm sorry, dude. My bad. I didn't cut you off, bro.
No, I was done. Like, that don't really matter to me at all, truth be told.
What do you think, T? Because you're the man, you know, you're the only one with a girlfriend right now.
No. No. You talking about close friend? Like, yeah, of course,
like
they best
friend. Guy friends. You got a male best friend.
Like a male best friend.
I'm your only friend.
So you telling me you have a problem with your girl having like?
I mean, it says close friend. So that,
like a best friend.
Nah.
Why?
That's just weird.
How's it weird?
In my opinion.
I ain't gonna lie. I thought it was weird for a long time, but currently, like. For maybe like the last year, I done had a super close friend that's a girl. So now I know like guys and girls could just.
Let me say this, like not coming in and like, I say if that person, they've been cool for a long time, that's different. But I'm talking about like you not coming in and trying to control, like, oh, you can't have no more guy friends. Da, da, da. But if you already been friends with that person, like, you ain't got to cut off all your friends. You know what I mean? But it could be like at a certain point where it's like, okay, when you in a relationship, you kind of got to take a step back. You know what I mean? Like, from your opposite, your friends are the opposite sex. You know what I mean?
No,
that's the same like when you get married and how close you are with your mom or whatever. When you get married, it'll be different, like the relationship between.
That's two different
but
things.
No, I'm just saying, like,
just far, like
the person put that person first.
The person in your relationship should be the most important thing. But I would not care if my girl has a guy best friend that she's been close with for years.
That's why I said that.
No, you just said that she got a relationship, got a change.
I didn't ask everybody else. So, my view and topic.
But you
give it. I don't really care either, because I'm comfortable in my own skin. I know what I bring to the table. And I just got the mentality, like, if you want to be with a nigga, just go be with that nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's just got to be respect. Like, I'm going to have to meet the friend. If I don't already know the friend, I'm going to have to meet the friend. And you feel me? It's just going to be a respect level. Like, you're not going to be texting her late at night.
It said close, so that means
I
don't
text all the time. I don't care if she take that nigga later tonight.
Well, yeah, I don't really care.
Truth be told, I want my girl to have a guy best friend because they can talk about all the stuff I don't want to talk to her about.
That ain't gonna be your girl, nigga.
Niggas, she's just gonna be talking about stuff like clothes and, oh, did this outfit make me look good?
That's stuff she should be asking you.
Yeah. I don't care about that, nigga. I'm gonna be at work. Nah,
bro. You don't give her girl a good clothes?
Yeah, I care, but not on all the stuff. Like some of the stupid.
Dude, I don't know if your girl just started asking like another nigga for his advice. You might say you don't care, but you're gonna start to care.
Any of y'all have a super close friend that's a girl?
Yeah.
Like a best friend that's a girl?
Not super close. I got a close friend, but not super
like a best friend that's a girl.
No, I don't.
One of my very, very close friends is a girl. And this is the first time in my life it ever happened. So that had to open my eyes up to the dynamic of...
But...
Hold on, Chi.
Okay.
Cheese. Who is this Chi? Chi. Nigga, he was looking like Hakiki, nigga. Hakiki.
Go ahead. Finish your point, bro.
Like, my whole...
He said Rafiki, dog. Y'all might be
so young. Oh, was that the wrestler that used to...
Yeah. That was the wrestler. If you know, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, like my whole mindset on guy and girl friendships changed, like, over the last year when, like, I done got... Because I used to be cool with a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And, like, when I started going back, we started hanging out cool again. Like, how close we done got to, like, best friend status, that changed my whole opinion. Like, and it's not, like, on some... Or will they, won't they type stuff. It's just, this like one of the homies. This is one of my friends that we've known for years.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't never going to be like someone disrespectful stuff. No, like, and it's boundaries, of course.
Yeah, everybody.
And that's the second part of this question. They ask for the boundaries. So I get that. Like, somebody shouldn't be texting the person at like 3-4 in the morning.
I don't respect. You know what though? I say, I only got one close female friend that's not my family, but I consider her my family. And we don't talk every day, but we real close. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Like, actually, no. I feel like, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe too.
Like, with the boundary thing, like, not saying that you got to cut your friends off, but it should be like a... It's a respect thing. Like he was saying, like with the texting late.
People be saying girls is like... Self-conscious. There's a lot of dudes that are self-conscious too. You know what I'm saying? So like, you just gotta like, as a female, or like, you know, say you feel me, like, say my, you know, hypothetical, like in the future, say my girlfriend got a, you know, got a close friend. She just gotta know how I am. You feel what I'm saying? Like, whether you feel me, if I'm sensitive, whether if I don't really care like that, just know what to do and what not to do. You know what I'm saying?
But what is that? I think that's part of the question that they asking. Like. It said, like...
What is the boundary?
What is the close friend?
Yeah, like, what's the boundary? Because that was the second part of the
question. That depends on the person.
Yeah. No, they I think we can all agree to text. No, they asking us. Like, what would you be your boundary?
I think we can all agree that texting our girlfriend late or something like that is like, no, that's not cool, bro. It's like... What do you have to talk to? You know,
Truth be told, I don't care about that either.
It really depends on... But you know what, though? Because then that might cause an issue if you and your girl get into an argument and she going to tell her best
friend. And it would be different, too, if you don't know the guy. Like, if you knew the guy.
But I think with this question, it's saying you know the dude. Like, this ain't something random.
Okay, if you know the guy, maybe that's different.
Well, no, I was thinking of it as if you did know the guy.
If you did know the guy, you got to get to know the guy.
Yeah, okay.
This is the thing, too. Like, if you get into a relationship, like, it's got to be something that, like, your girl got to tell him, like, hey, you know, I'm with so-and-so.
She going to already know.
She already going to tell him.
If they're that close of friends.
If this your girl best friend, he already know that she...
When you try to spit your game.
Right.
Before y'all came.
That's what I'm saying. This ain't some acquaintance nigga who trying to hang on, like, the hope of maybe getting on. This is like her best friend. This dude might have talked to her homegirl back in the day and they stayed cool.
Let's put ourselves in his shoes, though. Like, how many... It might be rare, but like, how many guys are just trying to talk to a girl just as a best friend?
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
It's like, a
it's
very small percentage.
If y'all have
it's not even about an insecurity because we know how guys think though.
Yeah, the majority are not. It is a percentage that is.
You start off as friends, but you're trying to eventually move. Yeah.
I thought the same way, but you cannot think that no more.
Not all the time.
You cannot think that no more.
It's a small insecurity there because we know how guys think. So if I don't know this guy, I'm thinking like, why, you know what I'm saying?
I can't think that so close to my brother. I can't think that black and white on it no more because I experienced a change myself. Like, I never thought a guy and a girl could just be super, super cool without one person wanting more.
Yeah.
But over the last year and a half, I'd have known for a fact like two guys. A guy and a girl could just be cool and not like want anything more and can talk about everything. Life.
It's rare, but it does happen.
It's not rare. It happens a lot. But like my guy brain was always like, nah, I either want more, she want more. But it's out there. It's just about who your friend is. It's just about the people involved in it.
Right.
Like you may not have found that person who gonna be your girl best friend yet. That's the thing. Cause we don't all have friends with girls.
Huh? I said, I'm her best friend.
No, I said your girl best friend. Cause even if you like super cool with the person you might marry and stuff like that, you still need your friend.
No, yeah, of course.
And sometimes they might not be, sometimes they might be the opposite sex.
Yeah, of course.
So we can't just take the black and white view no more. Cause I used to be the same way. I'd be like, no, I don't want my girl to have no guy best friend. Like that nigga trying to get up on.
And low key, it does help out too, cause then she can get a male's opinion on a lot of things.
If the nigga ugly.
And if you taking care of your business, what you care about some other nigga for anyways? Like,
it ain't even about
like if you trust your girl and you taking care of yours, then what it matter if her friend like doing stuff?
Yeah, no, that's true. That is very true. But I feel like it's still boundaries to everything. Like, you know what I mean? But that's just me. Everybody got their own opinion.
Man, I don't give a
That nigga was fumbling.
Oh, that's what I did.
That.
You thought you was handsome, nigga?
I didn't think. I knew.
Man, nigga, we is killing this down Julio bottle. Oh, and it's killing me.
Killing me softly.
Huh? All right. Hey, low key, we got a lot of good questions, y'all. Hey. Low key, this is one of the best questions out of.
Hey,
if you don't shut your dumb butt up, nigga.
Shut up,
bro. That's not a girl in the background, guys. That's Ferb.
That's just Ferb.
Sorry, guys.
Hey, low-key, this is one of the best questions I've found in a long time.
Eat popcorn off the floor. Go ahead.
Shut your dumb butt up. He was eating off the floor.
You sitting on the floor.
They're
just going to see you.
Huh?
What?
That was terrible.
He's
sitting India style, yo.
Julian.
With his finger in his belly button.
Ugh, that is nasty.
All right.
You better chill before you snap the universe away. He goes snap the universe away. Hey, if y'all don't know, like y'all can't see this. But like we be calling our friend Dev Thanos. So if y'all ain't watched the last Avengers movie, y'all ain't gonna get the joke. But we be saying he about to snap the universe away when he get mad at us. That nigga got the Affinity Gauntlet.
We laughing.
Travis, too funny, though. What's his name?
Trav, dude. That's what I said, nigga.
Hey, hide and heckle over here. Can y'all start?
Hide and heckle.
Yeah, heckle. Is that a jekyll?
You sound like you been hiding the mints because your breath stank,
nigga. I didn't know what you're talking about. He was tapping me. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, that was a good one. Just like your barber been hiding your hairline.
Kill that nigga.
Trash and hairline.
Hairline. I had line up since 9. Since 9 when you did this on TV.
Said my barber just hit me with a brick a couple times. He's like, you good?
I think Trav fight that nigga.
That nigga Trav. That nigga Trav working the barbershop. He's getting whipped, nigga.
All right, guys, that's enough.
First Timberland phase is all stumps.
He hit me so hard, man. do the eight times though.
Timberland eight, dog.
That nigga, the first V for Vendetta on Def Jam.
Cheer, bro. They be having stuff in the yard battle on that nigga head.
That nigga got a Def Jam Vendetta fade. That nigga ever beat that nigga eight.
That nigga said a Timberland fade, bro. That was a real game. Hey, I was lost for a second. Beavis and Butthead, y'all done? Beavis and Butthead, you just butt your head against the wall a couple times. Alright, this nigga got a cocaine vein in his neck.
I think she had heroin in his neck.
That nigga be like,
oh, I did what then?
Hey, so we got some really nice windows in our.
All right, bro, we got ADHD, yo. We sorry. That's why.
Right, what was we talking about?
That's why y'all love us.
What's
so
our next topic, nigga?
It's all that logic in this podcast, bro. I swear.
We dropping knowledge on y'all.
Oh yeah, Trav, read the next question, bro. All right, so
that nigga said a Timberland fade.
Timberland fade. That was funny, dude. So somebody said. Dating advice, like, or money advice. So we're gonna start with the dating advice. So what's some dating tips that we can give?
That's a general question.
It's two. It's a two for one.
That was not the question.
Oh, that was you.
Oh my god!
I'm sorry, he can't read.
Hey,
Perk,
can you please read the question?
Yeah, I got
nine,
you, bro.
Nine got to me.
Yeah,
okay, this question is, what's you guys take on a woman asking a guy out? And she put in the parentheses, always wondered this love aloud.
Well, I guess I'll start off. I'm low-key all for that, nigga. It's 2019. Bump, niggas gotta do, I mean, dudes gotta do everything. I had a chick. I was gonna ask out. She ended up beating me to the punch and asked me out. Nigga, we went out and had a good time. And then by the second day, I realized she was crazy. But it was a good 2 weeks, though. So I'm all for it. Like, you feel me? Like, women, if y'all feel like you really like it, this nigga's sick.
We got somebody that's sick in the background.
He ain't get his treatments today. Ladies, if you feel like it's a dude, you feel me? You want to shoot your shot. Like, life is too short. Like, this ain't 1940 where dudes got to do everything. Women ain't working. Y'all ain't got no rights. If you see a nigga if you see a dude that you feeling, say what's up, let him know. Because sometimes dudes are slow and they don't know. Or, you feel me, you may just beat them to the punch and they already feeling it.
Right, Dad, what you think, bro?
You call me Mid Cheetos.
Mid Cheetos.
Oh, my God.
Cheetos.
He's a Mexican Cheetos, too, nigga.
He's a regular hot Cheetos, bro.
Are they?
He's a regular hot Cheetos.
I feel like they hot.
Stupid behind look. Anyway, like Ferg said, what did you say? I forgot.
You was talking about how
just answer the question.
You did this in about 3 years.
About chicks asking you out.
Yeah.
That was a terrible joke, Ferg.
I think that
all right.
Most chicks probably won't do it. Did I miss it?
No, Julius. Never mind.
Go ahead, dude. This nigga was slurping his beer like he.
Oh my god.
All right, anyway.
I would just say.
Julian is so.
I'm sorry, y'all. Intermission.
We're gonna edit this part out.
Alright, so. Mm-hmm.
All right, Dev, answer the question, bro.
I'm trying to.
Sure.
So, I just feel that, you know, if a girl really likes you, and like, first.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
All right, bro.
Go ahead, T. All right.
No, leave it.
Are we live? I'm going to answer the question, man. I'm going to be. Hey, we goofy, though.
I know y'all missed. No, we didn't pause.
So, it says, what's your take on a guy, a woman asking a guy out? So, I feel like, can I read the question? Is you the moderator?
Moderator.
But anyway. I feel like there's, because like Ferg was saying a little bit earlier, like, in life, you gotta, I mean, you know what you want, right? You know what I'm saying? Like Ferg was saying, most guys, we don't catch on the signals like y'all think we do, right?
Women. Oh, hell no. There's
some people getting killed out there.
It's them Jag Walkers.
Somebody playing the Wii outside, nigga. We scored a goal.
It's a Jaguar.
We're gonna title this episode Don and Dose. Cause we are Don and Dose, y'all.
Hey, dudes and Dose.
Dudes and Dose off the Don and Dose.
That'd be cool, okay.
Yeah, you pour me a little more. Next question.
We ain't even asked you this one.
No, we didn't. No,
me and Dad said our
question. Hey, bro, how much you gonna pour me?
Hey, nigga, you pouring shots or you pouring? This nigga pouring water.
Two shots of vodka.
All right,
let me answer the question, then we move on.
Go ahead, bro.
All right, so basically, be whoever you want to be, love whoever you want to love, in the words of Ray J. I didn't mean it like that, but that's...
Ladies, shoot your shot. That's what we trying to do.
Basically, it's 2019. Like, I don't want to hear no more girls talking about...
It might be 2020. Shoot your shot.
It basically is almost 2020. But basically, I hate when girls be like... I'm waiting on him to, like, ask me out. Like,
I thought you knew I liked you.
Yeah, what? Like...
How am I supposed
to know? Like, there's nothing wrong with a girl, like, slide into another dude's DM saying, like, hey, how you doing today? I saw your profile, you know. I saw you around somewhere. How you doing? Like, there's nothing wrong with that, girls. Like, right. Y'all can take...
Ain't no man going to be like, what? She slid in my DM. You know?
I ain't going to lie. It's like, never
mind. No guy would ever be mad if a pretty woman, like... actually comes up and talks to him and starts the conversation.
Because women, y'all know when we want y'all, right? So, yeah. You know, it's obvious when a guy wants a girl, he gonna go out his way to do things that he normally wouldn't do. So, ladies, if y'all already know that he's interested, go ahead and shoot your shot. You know what I'm saying?
Don't make it easier.
Don't be timid.
Shoot or shoot.
You know what I'm saying?
Take the reins of your whole life.
Too, nigga. You better start shooting.
Low key.
At least a lesbian this time.
And that's all y'all need to know. Just take advantage of your own life. Like, don't sit back and watch your life go by.
This ain't no Everest commercial.
Your life is passing you by.
You're sitting on your couch. Yeah,
he's an Everest commercial. He killed that nigga. Alright, what's the next question, Julian?
Nigga, the next question should be, how many mints y'all need?
Isn't it like the first Braille icon?
You want me to sound it out for you, bro? Can you read?
This nigga amazing.
Cheer, bro. Didn't you go to Belleville?
Yeah. No, I actually went to.
Oh, you're in the Rockies. That's even worse.
That nigga went to. That nigga did it.
That nigga's got your GD in prison.
That nigga did a B of 10 to 15 to Belleville prison. 10 to 15.
10 to 15, nigga. More like 1,500, nigga.
What?
All right, Dev, here, ask this question.
I can't even read them up.
They got the best education.
All right, so this question is...
Dev have questions, you should be able to read.
That nigga can read. That nigga can read.
Not that bold. That's
gonna keep funny.
A lot of different ones, like, just ask something.
Who asked that question?
What the hell?
What?
Let me see, yo.
Oh, okay. How long will a guy continue to like a girl that isn't ready for a relationship? That nigga's retarded. Man. These people cannot read. I'm sorry, y'all.
Bro, the way it's set up is kind of weird.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I screenshotted it. The blue is like when somebody texts me.
Okay. All right. So what's the question?
How long will a guy continue to like a girl who isn't ready for a relationship? Right, like, now, how long before a guy walks away, basically?
Not very long. Let me tell you why.
I don't know if it's on the guy, I think.
Well, yeah. No, it says because if the chick is playing games.
No, it says if it's ready for a relationship. That like, it could have been anything. Like, she could have just got out of here.
Is it ready for a relationship?
Low key,
why would you waste your time?
I ain't gonna hold you up. I didn't have a
because you don't know.
She not ready for a relationship, though.
No, Trap, but how many girls you didn't know and told you, I'm working on myself right now. You end up in a relationship.
Okay, exactly. Keep working till you're ready.
Like, it's bold. Like, why walk away from something that could be great when...
No, but at the same time, if you
pique my interest, I'm gonna give you a couple of months and see what's happening.
Yeah,
because
if I don't see a progress by progress, if we start backtracking, then I'm gonna ask questions like, "Yo, what's up? Like, what are we doing?"
Look, time is everything.
I feel what you're saying, T, but I think like the spirit of the question was more so like. Y'all vibing, y'all talking, y'all having a good time, and it's just like she's just not ready to like go to that next step.
Okay.
If you want to,
okay.
but she's just not ready yet. Like, when do you, like, do you just, like, walk away even though you vibe on this person?
Girls be saying, well, nah, niggas got all the females. Well, it's the females that got all the niggas.
Girls be having all the niggas,
bro. I don't know. I really think it depends on how much you like
feeling that person.
Like, if you
really
like that person, I feel like, you know, you're
stick
probably,
it out.
You're probably going to wait.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you just have,
like, medium interest, you might be like, all right.
Yeah, you might.
I gave her a little chance.
I don't think you could really put a time limit on it.
No.
It depends. Yeah,
it really all depends on your feelings.
Yeah, your feelings.
If your amateur's level, like, at a 10 out of 10.
Interest. Like, we don't know that Spanish. That nigga start speaking Spanish.
So we all can agree that we can all agree that it's relative to the situation, right? Like, you don't, it's no,
but like,
it all depends on the dude, on the interest level.
Would y'all wait like an excessive amount of time, like 6 months?
If it's the girl of my
if I really like her, yeah.
Who a year?
Who in the Bible waited like,
I ain't gonna lie, I wasted a year before.
Hey, low key, I ain't gonna lie. There's somebody in the Bible waited like 10 years. And his wife was a prostitute, and she was prostituting, and he still loved her. Yeah. He waited 10 years, he stopped prostituting.
I'm sorry, y'all.
I don't know.
I don't know what Bible that nigga be reading.
That's what it.
It's hard to say. It's hard to say.
Hey, now Jacob, now in the Bible, Jacob, he worked 7 years for his wife, and then his father-in-law.
And she was a prostitute, though. That one Jacob.
What?
Somebody.
I'm sorry, he don't read the Bible very
sorry,
much.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a lot of chances you could wait for somebody. I don't know.
Wait for nobody 7 years though.
Yeah, I ain't gonna wait 7 years. The truth is, y'all right. It all depends on circumstances. Is that the girl of your dreams and you all vibing, but she's just not ready. She needs some more time. Like, I
girl,
will wait.
Nah, I feel like that would be the conversation that the two people need to have. Like, she needs to like, let girl. You know that. All right, I want to be with you. I'm just not ready right now. If she playing games, okay. Yeah.
Dude. I feel like I would wait like a year.
Women play more games than dudes when a girl playing games.
Cause I feel like people always talk like guys just want to have like a whole bunch of hoes or something. Like, guys, when you know somebody like that one for you, a dude would do whatever. Like, a nigga would go to the ends of the earth for that girl, dog. So like, if you gotta wait 6 months or something, you gonna wait. You gonna be, hey, how you doing today? Like, you still gonna go about your normal routine. Cause that's, you know, in your heart, that's the girl for you.
Y'all had to realize, ladies, that we are very simple. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we really simple, though.
It's no games with guys. Like, if you just pay attention, like, we're really. If a guy is interested, he's gonna do all the things. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything that you want to do, that guy's gonna do it for you. If he's really interested.
And girls be trying to act like guys are so like.
We're not complicated at all.
We do like the simplest things in the world. Y'all though. Like, if y'all down for us and y'all show us like that, y'all just. Real for us, like
that's all we
ain't gonna betray. Yeah, but if y'all playing games, then y'all how y'all gonna be mad at us for? Oh, he just looked like he don't interested at all, like right. And stuff like this. Like y'all playing games too,
right?
Yeah, you're right.
We just spilling feelings, though.
Oh my god, dang! There's a lot of questions. Somebody
you ever
hit me.
Heard that song.
Tap the table here.
Tap the table. Yeah, tap, 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 tap. You gotta go pee?
Yeah.
Oh,
my fault. You gotta say it out loud, bro.
My fault, bro. I'm drunk.
Alright, read the next question.
No, Ferg, you read it. I can't see right now.
If it's not shaped, he don't know what to do.
Oh, okay. Somebody said, what would it take for them to fly a girl?
What would it take for us?
What would it take for us to fly a girl out?
Ooh, good question. All right, so good question.
She would have to be my girl.
If you're trying to get the city girl treatment. So, nah, low-key, all right, this is really
hard. Wait, like, what you mean by your girl there? Like, expound on that point.
No, dude. No, hold on. She just said to fly a girl out.
No, to fly.
She said, what would it take?
To fly a girl out. Like, your girl. That's what
okay.
She would have to be my. That would have.
Like, what would it take for us to fly a girl out?
The interest would have to be very high.
Like, would she have to be your exclusive girlfriend, or would you fly her out before then?
Hey, hold on. Let me just go ahead and say this.
Okay.
So, in order for me to fly a chick out, I either would have had to meet you out of town, and I'm feeling the vibe, or we talking, or you came here and I met you, or either, like, say we talking, I meet you on IG or something like that, I'm feeling. And I fly out to see you first, and then, you know, maybe you kind of see me. But maybe if you don't come to see me, I may fly you out after that. It really just depends on how it's going. But
Either I gotta come out, see your people, see how you interact with your friends. I need to see how you interact with your pops, your moms, and stuff like that. So, you know, I would just say.
So you would do it before a relationship? Before y'all was in the exclusive
relationship? Well, I don't think nobody's just flying no random chick out, because no random chick is gonna be like, oh, this nigga just bought me a ticket. I'm coming to go and see him.
Nah, some will. Some people do.
Surprise. Some simps out there.
Well, look, not this nigga here.
I think that was the question, what we do it.
Yeah.
So, what would it take?
So would it take like an exclusive relationship? So, would it take 6 months, a year?
So for me, it would just take like, it may be some interest there. Maybe some interest there. It had to be like some serious interest. Yeah. For me to buy your ticket is different than if I'm throwing you some change.
So you'll do it before y'all was in an exclusive relationship.
It'll have to be some feelings involved for me, bro.
I feel the vibe, we don't have to be in an exclusive relationship. If you like, you want to come and see me, I'm like, all right, bet. I'll friend it and let's see what happens.
I feel like that too.
We don't have to be in a group. I'm all about like what the vibe feeling like. Yeah. You feel me? Like,
because sometimes you don't know if you're gonna be in an exclusive relationship until y'all like spend some one-on-one time together in like each other's face-to-face presence.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So like, even I always said like, what you can always make a little more money, but you can't like get back certain opportunities. So let's say you know it costs like $300 to fly out this girl. Y'all been vibing for like a few months. And then y'all get together and you can finally decide when y'all in each other's presence, like if it's like worth moving on or not.
I feel like
that's worth the money.
Yeah, that's an investment. That's how I look at it. Like, if I'm feeling the chick vibe, you know, I like the way she's living, the way she dressed. I just like what she brings to the table. Why wouldn't I fly you out? We don't have to be in a special relationship. You know, but it'd be up to you if you want to come out. But if you ask me to fly you out and I'm feeling your vibe, I'm going to fly you out.
What's the earliest?
You know what?
I know, you can't really say like an early time.
Yeah, I can't say earlier. I'd have been in a situation probably where like it may have been like 2 months. And I'm like, dang, you feel me? I might be really feeling this chick. You know, I wouldn't mind if she came and seen me.
Okay, I'm glad you said that because I was about to say early too, but I didn't want to be like left on the island.
Like every chick got a different, not even every chick, every situation, every relationship is just different.
Cause if you, that's the thing with social media and FaceTime and all the technology nowadays, it make it so you can just like communicate more effectively now than ever before. So like, if I'm vibing with you and you live in another state, we talking every day, we texting, we FaceTime, and like, you know, 2-3 months go past, and now I want to like either come to you or you know fly to you, like, you know, I'm cool with that because now I can get a sense of what's going on if you in my city or I'm yours. Mm-hmm. And then I know what's going on. So now I ain't got to keep wasting time. So Ferg said I like the word he used too. That nigga said investment, because that's basically what it is. Because your time is important.
Yeah.
And you could be talking to this person for 6 months or a year, and then that person might come to town and you'd be like, oh man, the vibe face to face is off.
Now
you just don't waste the time. But after like 3-4 months, you fly that person out. Like, even if it's bad, what, you lose $300-$400 in the flight ticket?
Yeah, I feel that's a good point. Like $300-$400 to know for sure if you want to be with that person. You know what I'm saying? Because if you think about it, that's a lifetime commitment. You start talking about dating and marriage and all that. So
yeah.
$300-$400 for the rest of your life. You know what I mean?
$400 is better than $30,000-$40,000 for a divorce.
Yeah. Or just your time. Like,
or your time.
Texting and calling.
You'll never get that time back.
You can make that money back.
You're right. Exactly.
Time is
you wasting your time on this person, like thinking you really feeling this person. And the vibe just ain't right in person.
Exactly. That was a good question. Whoever sent that.
What do you think, Deb?
What you think?
In agreement with that?
I wasn't at first, but like listening to all y'all points, like I think I am like more so leaning towards what y'all saying, because I at first had said like, oh, that's got to be my girl, because I just look at it as far as like the money aspect of like I'm spending, you know, like you said, $300 or $400 to fly this girl out, and then it don't work out, and it's like, dang, I wasted my money.
She definitely,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I really talking about she ain't my girl, but she definitely flying Spirit.
I ain't saying you gotta put on Delta or something.
Spirit of Frontier.
Get smuggled in, nigga.
Ladies, jumping out of here. If y'all get flew out on Delta, you should feel special, ladies.
Boy, I thought you was gas money to come out
to see
me.
Hey, see, look, this is what you gotta do. You gotta. Hey,
I told you, you got two tanks of gas.
You gotta book her a tour on jumping out of airplane. And she gonna be jumping out right in front of my house. Be like, oh, you here?
Skydiving.
She gonna be skydiving.
I'm coming down right now.
You gonna be right in front of my house.
That's how you save some money, dog. Right. $100 That's what we should have did to Tulum, nigga, instead of being in the shuttle for 2 hours.
Low key.
We should just hop out of plane.
Landed right in our hotel.
Hey, but damn, truth be told, like, I didn't feel like this like a couple years ago, but like the older I get, I feel like my, like the time that we have, not just my time, but everybody's time is just so important, dog.
Yeah.
Everybody who listens to this podcast and everybody at this table know, like, we all just got 24 hours in a day.
Right.
Like, no matter how much we want more or anything, like, we just got to maximize that 24 hours. So, you know, whatever you can, man, to see, like, how you can maximize that time, you should do. You can always make more money. You can always do this, do that. But you can't get that time back. So, whatever you can do to know for a fact, like, okay, this is somebody I want to keep spending time with. You should do it.
Right.
Yeah, $300-$400 to know, like, you know, I can't get 3, 4, 5 months of talking to somebody back. I can get $300 back.
I just want to throw this out for the dudes that's low key nervous or like scared to talk to a chick. Like, bro, what you got to lose, bro? Like,
you don't have anything to lose.
You don't have nothing to lose, bro. Does she say no or she say yes? Then it's another opportunity that could present itself. You don't never shoot your shot, and you ain't never gonna know.
Exactly.
That's all for the shy fellas out there.
Actually, I'm glad you said that, because that segues into what we about to say next.
Okay.
How long does it take for us to shoot our shot on the girl that we feeling?
And just
for the sake of this question, we gonna say somebody who we already kind of know, not like some random chick.
I don't think it's a timetable. I think it's just a feeling. Like, if you think that you know, if you feeling this chick and you know that you kind of want to see what they're about and you want to see what your relationship would be like, shoot your shot, bro. You know, and then like you had said it earlier, like it should be a conversation that y'all have,
right?
You know?
Fumbling, but so guy.
Oh my god!
Trav
forgot his tongue.
I'm fumbling too, but nah. Like I was saying a little bit earlier, like, ladies, like, guys are very simple, you know. So, if a guy is showing you excessive interest or more than normal, 9 times out of 10, you know, he has some type of interest level in you. You know, interest levels are different depending on the person, depending on how long you've known that person, you know, but... He's over here fooling.
But nah, basically, yeah.
But like, what was y'all answer?
I think we all can agree it's not really no time. Fumble.
Fumble.
And they go, like, yeah,
okay, I'm keeping it up in my shirt. That nigga let the clip off. Extendo, man. Skinny jeans on for Extendo.
Nigga, they lost my suitcase when we landed, nigga. I ain't have my clothes for a whole day, bro.
Nigga, we been through it on this trip. Y'all don't even know. We gonna tell y'all some more about this trip. Just know it had a lot to do with skinny jeans on, but it didn't. But nah, like, I feel you, Trav. Like, fact is, it's no timetable.
We simple.
We like to fill out a situation because it is, like, not complicated, but if you know somebody, because in this situation, the question is, you already know the person, so there's not some random chick who you might just meet in, out of another country or something. Like, this somebody you know. So you don't want to ruin, like, the friendships and stuff like that. To
shoot your shot.
Like, when you realize, like, a vibe, you want to talk to her.
It all just depends on the situation. It depends on the guy. It depends on what type of vibe you putting out. There's some women that like to put on a vibe. Like, you feel me? I like this dude, but I don't really like him, so I ain't gonna show him. And there's some dudes there's some girls that'll show you the signs.
Yeah.
So it just really all depends. Like, if you're showing a dude, like,
and fellas, we gotta stop being so naive and pay attention to the signs, because I know a lot of times we be like super dumb. Girls be showing mad interest, and we be like,
be playing, so
but also to play devil's advocate, like, just because a girl is like laughing and being nice doesn't mean she want to date y'all either. So you just gotta like really pay attention to the signs. Like, don't be no creeper nigga out here.
Feel the vibe. Feel the vibe.
Feel the vibe.
I mean, you know when it's right. Honestly,
well, that's
in your heart. You know when
she comes in, you gotta tell her, like, listen.
You laughing at my jokes? You like me?
I'm
playing.
Well, if they laughing at your joke, they probably do like you because you a funny nigga.
Nah, everybody, you know, everybody laughing.
Funny looking. Funny looking. Funny looking.
Stupid.
Oh, dang. Hey, y'all. Look at this question. At what point do you get... Actually, no, we just talked about that. Somebody just sent me that. What do you think you want in a girl, like, as far as, like, a relationship? Like, what do you want your girl to bring to a relationship? I feel like we never, like, really talked about that. And we danced around the topic a couple times in our episodes, but...
What she want to bring to us? What we want?
What do we want out of a girl in a relationship? Like, we each should, like, take time to say it.
I want my girl to fill in on where I lack. So, I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's organization, you know, if it's, you know, like, some people don't know how to handle money. It need to be, like, I don't really believe in yin and yang, but it need to be, like, where I fail.
Whoa.
Where I fail, I want you to, you feel me, like, be able to pick up the slack. You feel me? So somebody that cooks, somebody that's team oriented.
Yeah, like somebody you gotta that name
make,
a list.
Somebody that make me better. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. What other stuff on the list? Hmm. I'm saying like a. Usually people have like kind of a list on like their qualities that they look in a person. Like,
I don't know. What's the question?
This nigga retarded, dude.
He just explained his whole answer.
The whole question.
What's the question?
The whole question. What do you want in a girl in a relationship? You literally just talked about it for like 5 minutes.
I'm not gonna say somebody that cooks because I cook myself, but somebody that either knows how to cook or wants to learn how to cook.
What about personality?
Somebody
yeah, like something in their personality. Nigga, this question is personality.
No, we're talking about food.
What did the question say? This is what the person wants to know.
Right, you gotta answer yourself.
This is my answer. So shut up, this is my answer.
Ooh.
In my hand. So my answer.
It's not true.
Hey, if I can see what this nigga look like right now, when he had to come back.
That's what you say.
It's my answer. It's not yours.
It's
my answer.
Give me my answer.
Give me my answer. Give me my answer.
Give my answer, pig.
It's my answer.
All right, what else you got, Ferg? You got to pass this damn in a minute.
A chick that doesn't bring drama into my life, okay. You feel me, is a problem solver. Somebody that's down to earth, doesn't have a lot of problems with other females.
Talk to
them. Unless they're just hating on her for no reason.
Talk to
them. Also, what else you got? Chick, you feel me, that's family oriented, somebody you can take home to your mom. Somebody facts. That erases stress in your life. Like, you with her, and you feel me, she makes you feel relaxed. Somebody that makes my play that functions without me asking.
Interesting.
Chick, a chick that will rub your feet.
Dang. Rub your feet?
Rub your feet.
I like that.
This is a chick that will ride or die for you. Like, do stuff that most average chicks not. You feel me? Just take care of you. That's all I'm looking for.
Yeah, I feel that.
What about you, Dev?
I'm mainly just looking for, you know, it's going to sound corny. A best
5'5" five with dimples, credentials, right potential.
No, I bought the lifetime show.
Life I've been through.
And how
I've been through. Life I've been through.
Heckling hard over here.
Life I've been through. Trifling mental.
Okay, Dad, what you saying? Nah, just a chick that I can be. Alright, yo, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Shut up, heroin man. Stop laughing.
Heroin man. Alright, Trav, take over for him.
Take over.
He was yeah. Come back. What are you looking for?
Yeah, that nigga looking for the Infinity Stones right now.
That nigga looking for us. He ain't looking for too much.
Duh, the Infinity Stone.
You gotta have one before I was on.
We got our own Thanos over here.
Is that too much to ask for?
But nah. I mean, on a serious note, man. Low-key furry trust on everything. This nigga retarded, man.
Nigga, the universe to destroy.
Chad, what you thinking about?
I got what I'm looking for. But nah, seriously though. If I wasn't looking, what the requirement would be.
I throw this drink in your face. Right. You don't answer the question, nigga.
Nigga, I was about to answer the question. Y'all don't shut up.
If I wasn't looking, if
I
wasn't, I
got it. I said I got what I want, but if I wasn't looking, I'm about to tell you what I would be looking for.
So you just answer the question.
Can y'all shut up? Got Beavis and Butthead.
Looney on that XP.
But nah, I think a relationship requirement for me is, you know, just a genuine person. Retarded. It's a genuine person, you know, somebody that's selfless, you know, somebody that doesn't really care about themselves all the time. You know, so that can go into a whole bunch of different categories, you know, but that's like the general thing. Selfless, you know, somebody that is genuine, that is true to themselves, you know, team player. And somebody that is, you know what I'm saying?
Somebody is what?
All right. Next topic.
Oh my God, dude.
Oh my God.
We still talking.
What topic?
All right, nigga, I ain't answered my question yet.
Oh my God.
People want to know what I think about what I want in a woman.
No, they don't. You thought they thought that.
Nigga, you just talking 10 minutes about some bullshit, nigga.
Yes, I knew what it was. Yeah, nah, nah.
What that nigga just said?
Oh, I can't see what he said.
I don't know what he just said. That nigga was over there talking to himself, dude.
He was talking for 30 minutes.
Ferg was like, I don't know what that nigga tried to say.
Y'all should have been listening.
Hey, y'all, we don't know what he's looking for, to be honest.
Low key.
I got what I was heard.
I just remember that part of what he said. He was just like, I got what I found already.
Right, I mean, what I'm supposed to tell you?
Oh, my God, bro. Y'all are too funny, bro. My stomach.
All right, y'all. So, let me just say what I'm looking for. The truth is, like, I want somebody, like, how Ferg was saying, to compliment
somebody me. Somebody drink a lot of alcohol.
Somebody that drink a lot of Corona. Somebody
that drink a 40 ounce.
Without breathing, just the whole bottle.
That's someone that had happy hours.
Somebody. They can get me hip to new happy hour spots.
New happy hour spots.
Oh my God. Hey, look, if you try to get a Julian, you don't know no happy hour spots.
You're not the one.
At zero.
I hate all y'all niggas so much.
I met the right.
I was trying to be serious, nigga.
Oh my God.
Man, I put some shots on the side, boy.
Oh, I was walking down the street to do all the
I wasn't even trying to drink, man. I wasn't even trying to drink, man.
I had about 12 drinks, bro.
Order in the court, dude.
Nigga, I was trying to be serious.
All right,
nigga.
Right, y'all speak, nigga.
I see how it is right here.
Chief, you got it.
They're going to embarrass me in front of my listeners like that. I see how y'all did me.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry.
Nah, the truth be told, like, I'm just trying to look at somebody for a compliment.
like four compliments. He needs some compliments.
Don't talk to this nigga. He don't know what he
want. He looking for a compliment.
What you looking for, bro?
Somebody to compliment me. That's what I said, nigga.
That's not what you said. Not what
hey,
you
I said. Apologize. All three of these niggas got one brain cell and it's bouncing back and forth.
They don't know which one's supposed to have a brain cell.